I'm too cheap to have anything real nice, and everything I have I've had for quite a while, but this is an FT8800 Yaesu dual bander. It was the one that was in my car, and I swapped it with the 8900 that was in my house. I reprogrammed them both a while back, cloned the programming, and just flip-flopped the radios, since they're basically identical radios. Other than the programming's kind of annoying, because on the 8900 it shares the memory banks between both sides of the radio, the dual VFO, and the 8800 does not. It has separate memory banks on both sides for each VFO, so I definitely prefer the way the 8900 does it. They give you like 1,000 channels, I think, and it's just shared for both VFOs, where the 8800 is 500 channels, I believe, and it's 500 channels on each side of the radio, on each VFO, so the same capacity, ultimately, but not really, I guess. That's all how you want to look at it. And I see pros and cons of doing it both ways, but when I program something in, it's nice to just have it go to both sides of the radio, and I got to remember how to do that now from the radio. I know how to do it from the chirp software, from the programming software. But yeah, so it's just an 8800, just a mobile radio running off of a Radio Shack, I don't know, 20-amp power supply or something. And then it's a Tram antenna I've had for like 10 years. It's a Tram. I think it's a 1481. They're, you know, vertical with the radials, the three-section, 17-foot fiberglass, whip, whatever. I forget what the dBs are on it. But it generally serves me pretty well. I can usually get into different repeaters around the state pretty decently with it. So